This year, Oakland's city council changed dramatically. Out went three established political leaders who'd each served more than 15 years. And in came three new council members, two of them political novices. Dan Kalb is an environmental policy analyst. He won his North Oakland seat with the promise of green jobs. Lynette McElhaney is an affordable housing executive. She campaigned on schools, public safety, and economic development. And she defeated a much better financed favorite to represent downtown and West Oakland. Both of them took on the job of representing a city in a precarious but hopeful place. An economic recovery nationwide means the city is growing again. But crime is up, too. In their first 6 months in office, Kalb and McElhaney saw Oakland's police department lose two police chiefs and gain even more federal oversight. Many Oakland residents hoped that these events marked a break with the past and the beginnings of real change. Reporter Charlie Mintz checked in with the new council members regularly during their first 6 months as they tried to enact their visions for a better Oakland. Here's Charlie.
About 50 people are spread across the four corners of the intersection at Market and West Grand. They're chanting and waving handmade signs at the passing cars. Oakland City Council member Lynette McElhaney raises her voice with them. Her church, True Vine Ministries, organizes these rallies called stands, and McElhaney has been attending them for years.
Charlie! Did you hear me call? He's gotten lost in the crowd. Charlie!
I was just where I needed to be in the crowd.
Good deal.
The rally ends with a prayer.
Yes, Lord.
The courage to keep fighting the good fight.
Yes, Lord.
McElhaney bows her head and says amen. Then it's on to the day's next event. We get in her Prius and head downtown to meet constituents at a conference for African-American business leaders.
Wow, you seem like you're really in the swing of it.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Since coming into office, she's been besieged with requests.
Somebody's here who's actually answering the phone, returning calls. And then the word was out that I talk and I'm responsive. So it's...
So what kind of people are coming to you?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's the fun part of the job. But she's already had to do the hard parts. Just the week before, she'd cast a wrenching vote. Two residents a week were dying from gun violence, and city officials were desperate for an answer. They'd offered a $250,000 contract to a well-known police consultant named Bill Bratton. He was credited with helping slash New York's crime rate, but his support of a racially charged policing tactic called stop and frisk infuriated many Oaklanders. The night of the vote, they packed council chambers to denounce the contract.
It was painful because I know that there are real concerns around police brutality, particularly in African-American communities, poor communities. And I felt the weight of that.
McElhaney is African-American herself. She's lived in West Oakland for decades. She knows victims of violence, and she knows victims of racial profiling. She came into office to bridge these divides.
That night I was undecided. I went into the vote fairly undecided. And what I left with after hearing all of that testimony was that the department was in trouble, that it needs help, that there are already these allegations of a department that's rogue. And acknowledging that, the chief acknowledged that.
She voted to approve the contract. Even though she knows it might not be enough, she says the city has to do whatever it can.
Because it is not normal to have this level of crime and violence. It is not normal to have over 100 murders a year. And it has become so common in this city to too many of us are numb to the pervasive level of violence that's here. I mean, it is awful. It is just flat out awful. And you saw the work that I do with my church, and we've been doing that for 2.5 years, and we're behind. We didn't stand for the three people who were shot this month. We stood today for four people who were shot in December, and we have to change this because those are real lives. Real lives.
A few days after I talk to Councilmember McElhaney, I head downtown to meet her colleague, Dan Kalb.
And my desk is already messy.
Cobb's district is the wealthiest in Oakland, but it has a number of trouble spots. Around the time we spoke, a bank in Temescal was robbed for the fifth time in 5 weeks. Cobb himself had been robbed at gunpoint near his house in the same neighborhood.
I do understand the feeling of the fear and helplessness, even temporary, that you have when someone has a gun in your face and they tell you what to do, and you if you're smart, you do it.
Like Councilmember McElhaney, his campaign promised economic growth and public safety. But with crime at nearly unprecedented levels, public safety was overshadowing everything else.
We're not here to plead with you. We're here to earnestly, highly suggest that you take a position very soon.
This is audio from the city council meeting where William Bratton, the controversial police consultant, was hired. The meeting was Cobb's first interaction with Oakland's vocal anti-police community as a politician rather than just a neighbor.
Parts of that hearing got a little out of hand. And I understand people's emotions get the best of them sometimes, and I understand that. But it's genuinely not helpful to anybody's cause to prevent other people from speaking and acting out in ways that are just not helpful and sometimes childish.
Like McElhaney, Cobb voted to approve the contract, which frustrated some of his constituents.
I know people feel that if you listened and understood, of course you would agree with what I say. That's what an advocate feels. And I've been an advocate for decades. I know exactly how that feels. He's like, how could this person not agree with me? It must be something else going on. For me, there's nothing else going on.
The move was a desperate measure from a desperate city. As the year went on, Cobb and McElhaney would find themselves in crises like this one over and over again. Their ultimate goal was to make Oakland prosper. But first, they needed to make it safe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So we're just going to chat some more, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's get to my office here.
Next time I spoke with Councilmember Cobb, it was March. The big news was the selection of Thomas Frazier, former chief of Baltimore Police, to help reform Oakland's police department. Oakland's first police academy in 4 years was underway, and things were looking up economically. It was almost time to draft the mid-year budget, and the city would have more money than expected, thanks to a strong real estate market. But Oakland still needed far more than it had.
There's going to be some difficult choices. I'm not aware of any good choices, good options that will be on the table or are on the table. There'll be a range of bad options.
But his top priority was simple: hire more police.
I and other council members could pass all sorts of wonderful laws and fill almost every pothole. If people don't feel safe in their neighborhoods, people are not going to feel good about living in the city.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Go home. Get sleep. Bye-bye.
It's nearly midnight on a Tuesday. The city council has just wrapped up another 5-plus-hour weekly meeting, and McElhaney and I are back in her office.
Trust me. You remember my relationship with this office?
It's April, about a month into intense budget deliberations. And she's dismayed by the stark choices she'll soon have to make. Like how much to fund public works.
The way Oakland works right now is, well, we used to have 50 trucks. Now we have 2 trucks. And you might be able to get 4 trucks, but it'll never make your city clean. So you need to make a decision. Do you want 4 trucks or do you want a part-time librarian? I mean, it's sort of like you can't get nothing. So tell me what piece of the crumb you want. And it's so uninspiring. It's just uninspired.
By mid-month, there was a new problem. Oakland's public unions had begun demonstrating loudly in favor of raises. And then, just as the budget was heating up, crime did too.
Here's the budget.
The violence renewed Cobb's commitment to beefing up Oakland's police force. That meant trade-offs.
So if I say I want 33 more civilians at OPD that are currently not in the budget, and I may say, oh, well, we can't afford 33 new positions, I'm going to go for, 24 instead.
Going into June, the final days of the budget negotiations, the council was split over paying for more police and whether to give city workers raises. Council members Cobb and McElhaney found themselves working together to craft a compromise.
Yes. And Kernahan?
Yes.
And that those two resolutions passed with a vote of 5 ayes.
All right.
The budget passed.
Where would you like
5 yes, 3 no. There would be more money spent fixing blight and more civilian jobs in OPD. but the issue of city workers' pay wasn't resolved.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Want something cold to drink?
Councilmember McElhaney was satisfied with her role in the process. She saw herself as fighting back against a media narrative that portrayed the budget as a fight between city workers and police officers.
I didn't like that framing, and so I worked really hard to change it, to change the narrative. And for me, the narrative was, how do we slice this pie so that almost everybody can get fed? Not everybody will be fed an equal slice of pie, but everyone will equally enjoy the pie. A two-year-old doesn't need a man's slice, right?
McElhaney and Kalb were undaunted by their first 6 months in office. In helping prepare the compromise budget, they'd shown they could get things done as elected officials. And after seeing how Oakland worked from the inside, they were hopeful about the city's future.
Do you feel kind of lucky to have been elected right as the economy starts turning around, the first budget where you can actually start spending money again and, you know, it's not all about cutting?
I guess so. I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to. It was still very difficult. You know, Oakland needs twice as much money to do even half of what our needs are. You know what I mean? I feel very fortunate to be leading at a time when the city is ripe and ready for change.
I'm generally optimistic by nature. I think our problems, you know, can be reduced in magnitude. It's not going to happen overnight. I feel that we can move forward in a positive direction. I believe that 100%, and I will always believe that.
But as an elected leader, don't you sort of have to? In Oakland, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.